Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
On this Throwback Thursday, we're going all the way back, like, way over there. We go, like so far back, I still got a T-shirt from over there. That's so far back we go.
Wow.
You know, way back in the day.
Wow.
I got shoes I haven't worn from back then. That's how far back we're going.
Did you know that I was asking somebody, in the transfer portal at NC State?
I was actually thinking about who's in the portal for NC State and Duke, but so who?
Who?
But first of all.
This is going to be funny.
No. But first of all, if I got to figure out pronounce your last name. G-Buddy, so who's this center? Eba Duwanawa. Who is this?
No offense to LeVar, but until I see an official report from Pac Pride, I'm no longer confirming or denying anything from the transfer portal. Appreciate you listening, LeVar, but right, I do not believe that Ebenezer Duwanawa has entered the transfer portal just yet.
Let me go look him up. It's easy to find. I can find him in there. I go look him up.
Did he play a lot? Did he play at all?
Did you say a lot?
Yeah.
He said a lot.
But in my fact, hold
he
on.
He was behind DJ Burns.
Wait a minute, I said a lot.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Wait a minute. I said a lot. His number is number 21.
21 Savage.
A lot. No, that's what Pac Pride.
Wait, well, LeVar, thank you. As a Pac Pride tweeted 12 minutes ago, breaking NC State center, Ebenezer Duwanawa has entered the transfer portal. Duwanawa has 2 years left to play after averaging 1.7 points, 1.9 rebounds, and 0.9 blocks with the Wolfpack in 10.9 minutes last season. I don't know if Keats is going to lose any sleep
Hold on, Graham. You went past that. How many points did he average?
1.7.
How many blocks?
1.7 more than being paid.
0.9.
Right.
Not even a block a game?
So that's like a half. How you get a half block? Like you hit with your elbow?
All the way out of bounds.
I'm just maybe both of y'all had your hands on the ball and they divided up.
I'm gonna put that down in my research notes for the day. How do you achieve half a block?
Half a block. We did it at the same time. Your head.
So I guess he's leaving.
So good for him. I mean, well, he's interested. He's looking for all. I mean, look, it may be. St. Mary's Episcopal or somebody.
And just because you enter does not necessarily mean you
right.
Go.
And it may be a place where his talent, his skill set fits with what they need and what mm-hmm. that university is trying to do. And I think it's a good thing. I seriously doubt he can go to a place the caliber of North Carolina State University that would need his skill set.
You know what, though? Seriously.
I'm going to leave that right there.
If I was
unless he's a grad student.
If I have a chancellor, I can lay, hey, you know what I do? I have a meeting at my home. I'm not trying to be funny. Yeah, I think I'm trying to be funny. No, this is serious here.
We know where you start this.
No, I have a meeting at the house.
You ever been to a Reese event? Let me tell you something. Reese invites you, be careful.
Be careful.
So I bring in some money people, mm-hmm. not necessarily associated with Central, but I want to see Central do well.
So have a seat, sir. Let's talk to you.
Right. And say, we got to have some NIL money, real money. Because these guys that in this area that may be thinking about going to places that can come in and help Coach Moten, like the guy, I mean.
Because clearly they go to school anywhere.
Right. Right. So, and the kid from Carolina, McCoy. Mm-hmm. Get by five of them. And let's go win a MEAC and let's go to the second or third weekend, in the tournament. That will work. That's a formula that will work.
I'll say this.
Yeah.
That formula will work.
Yep.
Yeah.
But more importantly, Mr. Duwanawa, and McCoy. And
what's
others,
his name?
DeWanda. and others, if your goal is to play,
right? Yeah.
Right, and you really want to play,
mm-hmm.
you guys teaming up together, winning the MEAC, making it into the second game of the tournament.
Yeah.
Law forbid it, 32,
yeah,
Sweet 16.
Yeah.
Right? People would know your name faster than you ever would sitting on the bench over there.
And that's my point I'm making. Mm-hmm. And
ever.
Then, as we, and I know I can't do it, but the whole HBCU culture opportunity and how and that brand, riding that brand that we normally ride.
Yeah.
Would even be bigger.
Yes. Right, exactly.
I mean, and the money associated with bigger. With Chris Paul, I'm getting involved. I'm telling you, that's not a bad look. That's not a bad look.
Yeah,
not
absolutely.
I mean,
so why aren't they doing it now, then,
Reese? Make your phone call.
Why aren't they doing it now?
Because you know this.
Why?
You know this. You need but three that can go.
All day.
In basketball, you give me three that can straight go, we got a shot.
Oh, that's great.
Not for real.
Hell, ask Tennessee. They ain't even two.
Right,
exactly.
Well, they ain't have but two.
Olivier.
If you got three, that can straight up get it.
Yes.
Man, who knows where this can go. So that should be somebody's strategy. I don't know who's doing it, but I just thought about when y'all said people leaving.
I don't see why they wouldn't.
Yeah.
I don't see why they wouldn't take that opportunity. See, so that was one of the things I was going to try to talk about after the tournament is, what's next now? Because mm-hmm. we talked about the landscape changing whenever they started this NIL, just the lawsuit. I remember we were on the show, we were talking about
right.
When the lawsuit came about, we were like, it's going to change everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And people, that'll never happen. They'll never let that happen. And then the transfer portal,
mm-hmm.
right? And they said, that'll never happen. These kids are just leaving, just to be leaving, going to lose college. I said, you're saying that, and I get it. And I know some kids are going to get washed out of the process and by maybe a bad decision for some
yeah,
of the young people.
Yeah, it's not good for everybody.
Right? But young people make bad decisions every day. That rational, frontal cortex, lobe, whatever, that ain't developed.
Yeah, the Herb said
it. Yeah. The Herb theory.
Yes.
We'll name it after him.
Yeah.
Right? but that whole process, right, it's just a part of life. It's a part of how things go.
Sure.
Growing.
But none of this we can say, if we look back on it, can say that the sport hadn't changed, it hasn't grown.
Right. No, it's grown.
Right? NIL has changed the landscape. Some people say they don't like it. I've heard some legacy ACC guys and coaches mm-hmm. all talking about, it's ruining sports. It's got analytics guys trying to tell us what to do and this and that. I said, you can say all that you want to, right?
Right.
But it's nothing – the more you empower people, the more you give people responsibility, they may not always catch up to it immediately, and mm-hmm. there may be some bumps along the way, but you end up with a better product at the end of the day.
Yes, I agree.
You end up with a better product.
I agree.
And this is what, second, third year? The product is getting better each and every year.
Second year, really full effect, this year.
And the product is getting better and better each and every year. So now we get a chance to remove the COVID year guys out of it. We get a chance to remove that layer. It's gonna condense a little bit more, right? And we'll get an even better product the next year. Hopefully teams figure out how they say that the freshman class coming out of high school in the next 2 years will be the most injured by this process.
Mm. Which is probably true.
I agree with that.
Yeah, that's probably true, yeah.
So let me ask you a question. Reese, you remember this. I heard Phil Ford talk about it one day. It was unheard of for freshmen to don't even think about playing.
Right. Yeah.
Think about how long ago that was, how that was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That process didn't injure freshmen.
No, it didn't. It didn't. But they said the freshman wasn't mature enough at the time to play. And
right.
Yeah.
That kind of thing, so.
Yeah, it was okay 30 years ago, 40 years ago.
Yeah, 40 years. A little longer because David Thompson they had the freshman team, Lou Alcindor / Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Yeah. They had the best team on campus, but they were all freshmen.
So they couldn't play.
Could play.
Not that they couldn't make the team. You were not allowed to play.
Eligible to play, yes.
Right.
Which is crazy to think about today, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now the next evolution of where we are is, all right, so we get people staying in school longer, people graduating, transferring to other universities, coming in and taking other spots, filling leadership holes that have been left void by people that had to leave and go to the league or just age out like Leaky Black. What's wrong with that?
Mm.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing.
Right? So, I get it. And people say, there's nothing wrong with the college a high school senior saying I want to go to this university, right? Great, you're not gonna play.
Right.
You get to go to school. Congratulations. You can't drive. They won't let you have a car on campus. So what the hell make you think? who are you to come here and talk about I need to start?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. In some aspects, just getting the visibility now, being able to get the scholarship, though, because it's hard for a coach in high school for their players sometimes now to get highlighted because of the transfer portal. Mm-hmm. So it's harder to get your player seen.
If you could, we say this all the time. You could play, they'll find you.
Yeah, that's true, too.
If you could play, they'll find you. Because, see, coach is not stupid now.
Mm-hmm.
Coaches know that they still have to feel that pipeline. You don't have to play that pipeline,
but you got to feel it.
Yeah.
But now you got another place you can go to, and if you only have so many,
that's fine. I mean, you got nothing wrong working a little harder. Ain't nothing wrong with working a little hard.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I say that tongue in cheek. You know, I'll be the first person to say I don't want no more work.
You know exactly.
So, but here I am telling coach, you got to work a little harder. It is what it is. But then again, I don't make $2 million a year, so that part.
Relive the best moments of The Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.